Hello, I'm Adrian Iosifescu, your host of the History of the Romanian Jews podcast, and this is episode 19, where we will be discussing the history of Jews in Bukovina. You just listened to folk music from Bukovina. A link to this song is provided in the notes associated with this episode. Bukovina is the name of a region between the Eastern Carpathians and the Upper Dniester, which was part of the Moldavia Principality from Dacian times, from the 1st century our era until 1775, when it was taken over by the Austrian Empire as a result of the Kashchuk-Karnaji peace treaty between Russia, Austria, and the Ottoman Empire. After the First World War, Bukovina was again incorporated into Romania, and in 1940 the northern part was taken over by the Soviet Union and later became part of Ukraine, while the southern part remained in Romania. The capital of Bukovina is Cernăuți in Romanian, Cernoviți in German, and Cernoviți in Ukrainian. The period of the first settlement in the borders of the present-day Romania can be determined from the course of the Jewish emigration from Palestine and their dispersion in other lands. With the destruction of the Second Temple, many Jews moved to the commerce centers of Asia Minor and Greece, for which much evidence can be found in the Talmud and the Mizrach, as well as in the coastal cities of the northern and western Black Sea. The inscriptions found there confirmed the presence of Jews in the Thracian Chersonis, ancient Greek colony in the land of Thracians, and in the coastal cities to the north and northwest of the Black Sea, such as Anapa, located on the northern coast of the Black Sea near the Sea of Azov, or Panticapaion, an ancient Greek city on the eastern shore of Crimea, the present-day Kerch. This is supported by written evidence, such as the writings of the Greek geographer Strabo, stating that in the first century before our era, there was hardly a city in the world in which Jews couldn't be found, or in the words of Philo Judeus, the Jewish leader of the Alexandrian Jewish delegation to the Roman Emperor Caligula, stating that the Jews lived on the most inaccessible bays of the Black Sea, factors are confirmed by the inscriptions found there. In the first century before our era, before the Roman conquest of the Dacian kingdom, many Jews settled in the area of the Black Sea, along the Danube region going east all the way to the mouth of River Bug, the old city of Pontic Olbia, part of the Dacian kingdom at that time, now in Ukraine. The Romanian historian Bogdan Petricecu Hașteu asserted that already in the time of the Hasmonean dynasty, which ruled in Judea between 140 and 116 before our era, Jews were present in the Romanian lands, and supports the theory with the Jewish coins from the Maccabi period, which he found in Hotin in present-day Bessarabia. All historians agree that Jews certainly had already settled in the Danube region during the Roman occupation of Dacia. In 270 our era, the Romans left the land on the north bank of the Danube River to the free Dacian Goths, while they remained on the south bank on the Danube. They called this province Aurelian Dacia, to differentiate it from the area they had withdrawn from, which had the full name of Trajan Dacia. It is probable that a considerable number of Jews remained in the north, in the Trajan Dacia, and they were well treated by the Dacian Goths. We know that the Jews on the south side of the Danube, in Roman Aurelian Dacia, live under the Christian Byzantine Emperor, because Theodosius I issued an order to the prefects to stop the persecution of the Jews and to protect their synagogues. In the 6th century, Justinian built fortresses on the north side of the Danube, among them one at Turnu Măgurele called the Jew Tower, which points to the presence of Jews in that area. Later, the persecution of the Jews in the Byzantine Empire under Leo III, the in the 8th century who gave the Jews the choice of either accepting baptism or leaving the land, forced the Jews to emigrate, and many crossed the Danube and found protection with the Khazars. Benjamin of Tudela, a medieval Jewish traveler who traveled in Europe, Asia, and Africa in the 12th century, reports about Jewish settlements. He found 50 Jewish families living in Macedonia on the Spyrkaios River in harmony with the Wallachians, who called the Jews brothers. In the 14th century, Jews are mentioned in the old Greek colony of Tiraras, Cetatea Alba in Romanian, Ackerman in Turkish, Bihorod in Russian, where the Dniester flows into the Black Sea, as living in a special quarter of the city under the rule of the Tartars, who tolerated the Jews and traded with them. A Karaite community existed in Cetatea Alba because it was close to the Crimea, where there were many Karaites. Karaites believed that all of the divine commandments, which were handed down to Moses by God, were recorded in the written Torah, without any additional oral law or explanation, unlike mainstream rabbinical Judaism, which regards the oral Torah, codified in the Talmud and subsequent works, as authoritative interpretations of the Torah. A Torah scroll from the 16th century found at Cetatea Alba had the following inscription: in the assembly of the land of Karman, in a community of Karaites. Further proof of Jewish presence in Cetatea Alba is a headstone from 1527 on which is etched an elegy in Hebrew. The Romanian historian Professor Giancu Dniester said that in the first half of the 14th century, the Jews lived in the Danube Principality and especially in Moldavia. Jewish merchants passing through Bukovina are mentioned from the 13th century, and Jews settled there from the 14th century. In 1408, they were granted the rights of freedom of movement and commerce along the Moldavian trade routes. The Jewish population increased steadily and maintained close commercial links with the Jews of Poland and Lithuania, being mainly occupied in the transit trade and purveying of alcoholic beverages. Jewish communal life in Bukovina, part of the Moldavian Principality, developed along the same lines as in the other communities of the Ottoman Empire. From 1710 to 1834, Bukovina Jewry had an independent Haham Bashi who held hereditary office and was responsible for collecting the taxes imposed on Bukovina Jewry. Another office of the Jewish leadership was that of Rosh Medina, head of the region. From the end of the 17th century, the growing Polish Jewish element imparted a distinct Ashkenazi character to the Bukovina communities. A small population of mostly Sephardi Jews lived in the area as well. They were largely engaged in commerce, and they came to Bukovina at the invitation of the Ottoman government. Austria concluded on July 1771 a defensive pact with Turkey in which it obligated itself to help Turkey maintain control of Moldavia and Wallachia. In 1772, Austria, together with Russia and Prussia, carried out the first partition of Poland, as a result of which Galicia fell to Austria. The goal of Austria's foreign policy became the acquisition of the lands bordering on Galicia, some of them belonging to the Principality of Moldavia. When the peace treaty of Kuchuk-Karadzhi between Russia and Turkey was ratified in 1774, Russian troops left Moldavia and Austrian troops, without giving any reason, moved into their place. The Austrian general Gabriel Freiherr von Spleni marched into Czernowitz, and by October 1774, all of Bukovina was occupied by Austrian troops. Bukovina became an official possession of Austria and incorporated into the province of Galicia, in accordance with the terms of the 1775 treaty signed in Constantinople by Austria and Turkey. The 1776 census recorded the Jewish population of Bukovina as 2,906 people. Immediately following Austrian annexation, this population started to grow due to the influx of Jews from Galicia proper. In 1780, there were 1,069 Jewish families living in Bukovina. Estimating the number of people per family to about 4, we can assume that the total number of Jewish people to have been around 4,000. During the rule of Maria Theresa, whose attitude towards Jews was far from friendly, Jews were generally not allowed to settle in the Bukovina area. With the ascent of Joseph II to the throne, the situation of the Jews improved. In 1782, Joseph II abolished the law by which Jews had to wear a yellow badge and pay the poll tax. He issued a tolerance patent through which he gave Jews the right to engage in handicrafts and attend schools and universities. At that time, a large number of Jews in the eastern provinces of the Austrian Empire earned their livelihood from the manufacture and trade in wine and alcoholic beverages. When a ban on their owning taverns was enacted, these people lost the means of earning a living and became paupers. Joseph II decided to settle a significant number of these people as farmers on the land which would have to be donated for this purpose by each village or rural district. Each village or rural district, according to its size, had to provide a proportionate number of Jewish families with land and seeds for the first sowing. This brought Jews from the small towns to the rural areas and into Bukovina. During the years of 1780-1790, small Jewish farms first appeared in Bukovina. With the ascendance of Francis I to the throne of Austrian Empire, harsher laws pertaining to Jewish populations were enacted. During his rule, and despite the harsh anti-Jewish laws, many Jews in the Austrian Empire attained preeminence in commerce, industry, banking, and transportation. From 1816, Jews could settle in the Bukovina only if given individual residence permits. Still during this period, many Galician Jews settled in Czernowitz. Emancipation of sort was finally enacted in 1848 after the unsuccessful revolution of that year in which Jews had taken a prominent part. The Federal Constitution of March 4, 1849, separated Bukovina from Galicia and made it an autonomous duchy whose internal affairs, as defined by the constitutions, would be regulated by a diet or a regional parliament. These internal affairs were defined as those concerning public buildings paid for by government funds, charitable institutions, churches and schools, maintenance and housing of the army, and any other functions assigned to the Bukovina Parliament by the federal government. At the head of the autonomous Duchy of Bukovina was a president named by the central government. After 1848, many Jews left farming since they saw no possibility of success in that endeavor because of the unfavorable rules for leasing and parceling out the land. They were lured to the cities where they thought it would be possible to find work. Franz Joseph I reaffirmed with the decree of February 26, 1861, Bukovina as an independent duchy, with its own coat of arms and the regional parliament consisting of 31 members, the Bukovina bishop and 29 elected representatives, 10 of them from the class of the large land owners, 7 from the cities and chambers of trade and commerce, and 12 from the rural districts. Largely as a result of these political changes, Bukovina experienced a tremendous population growth, and the Jewish population of Bukovina increased even faster than that of the population in general. In 1850, The total population of Bukovina was 380,000 inhabitants, including almost 15,000 Jews, or about 4% of the total population. 7 years later, in 1857, the total population grew to 456,000 inhabitants, an increase of 20%, while the Jewish population numbered 29,000, which is 6.4% of the total population, an increase of 100%. In 1869, the total population grew to 511,000, an increase of 12%, while the Jewish population increased to almost 48,000, an increase of 63% since 1857. By 1880, the total population numbered 571,000, an increase of less than 12%, while the Jewish population numbered 67,000, an increase of 41% since 1869. In the period 1850-1880, the total population grew by 50%, while the Jewish population more than quadrupled. By 1880, on the average, one of every 11 inhabitants of the Bukovina region was Jewish. By 1880, Jewish inhabitants were to be found in all parts of the Bukovina, and only 11 villages in the province did not include Jewish inhabitants. According to the census of 1880, the Jewish population had a large presence in most of the cities of Bukovina. For example, in Chernovitz, 32% of the population was Jewish. In the town of Siret, 37%, and the same in the town of Suceava. While in Vyshnitz, 92% of the population was Jewish. In the following years, the Jewish population of Bukovina continued to grow. As mentioned before, the Jewish population in Bukovina was 67,000 in 1880, while in 1900 it reached 96,000 inhabitants, in 1910, 103,000, while in 1914, over 120,000. The Jewish population in the cities grew in a similar fashion. For example, Chernowitz, the Jewish population reached 54,000 residents in 1890, 67,000 residents in 1900, and over 87,000 residents in 1910. This increase in the Jewish population of Bukovina can be attributed to immigration of Jews from Galicia, Russia, and Romania, where Jews had far fewer civil rights and economic opportunities, and where they were often subject to harassment and expulsion. In the second half of the 19th century, Jews in Bukovina tended increasingly to prefer a secular education, in which the Chernowitz community led the way. They also took part in the political and social life of Bukovina, in general tending towards assimilation into Austro-German culture and identification with its aspirations. Hasidism took roots in Bukovina. A branch of the Raskin dynasty of Tzadikim made Sadagora a center of Hasidism in the region. Another dynasty originating in Koso settled in Vyshnitsa. Jews took an active part in Bukovina's industrial and commercial development, initiated timber and cement industries, and were prominent in railroad construction and banking. A number of these prominent Jewish industrial and financial leaders were awarded Austrian titles. Most owned large estates. The status of Jewish artisans also improved, and certain trades, such as tinsmithing, was exclusively Jewish. The relative prosperity of the Jews provoked frequent nationalistic outbursts, especially among the Ukrainian or in Romanian Ruthenian and Romanian population of the region. After the incorporation of Bukovina into Romania in 1919, the situation of the Jews declined, since Romanian Jews had not yet been legally emancipated like the Austrians, and because of the virulent anti-Semitism of the local Romanian and Ukrainian population. However, there was also an upsurge of communal, in particular Zionist, activity among the Bukovina Jews. The Bund gained ground among the growing Jewish proletariat. Among Jews active in politics was the Zionist leader and member of the Romanian Senate, Meir Ebner. In the summer of 1940, Romania gave in to German pressure and transferred part of Bessarabia and Bukovina to the Soviet Union, northern Transylvania to Hungary, and southern Dobrogea to Bulgaria. When the Romanian army retreated from these areas, its soldiers murdered many Jews, particularly in the northern Bukovina and Bessarabia, accusing them of being Soviet collaborators. They also threw Jews travelers from the moving trains. For example, of June 30, 1940, 52 Jews were murdered in Dorohoi by a retreating Romanian regiment. The incorporation of northern Bukovina into USSR in 1940 brought new economic and political hardship to the local Jewish population, and Jewish cultural and social life came to a total standstill. The Jews in the northern sector had to conform to the general pattern of Jewish existence under Soviet rule. On June 18, 1941, 3,800 bourgeois Jews of the region were deported to Siberia. When in July 1941, northern Bukovina was occupied by the Germans and Romanian armies, the German and Romanian soldiers proceeded to massacre the Jewish population. The yellow badge was reintroduced, their personal belongings were looted, and all professions and crafts were prohibited to Jews. Forced labor was imposed, and on October 11, 1941, a ghetto was set up in Chernowitz. 40,000 Jews were deported from there, to be followed shortly by another 35,000 Jews from the surrounding areas to the death camps in Transnistria. In 1941, the new governor announced his decision that all the Jews of Chernowitz must be deported to Transnistria. After talks with the governor, the latter agreed that Traian Popovich, the new mayor of Chernowitz under Romanian administration, would be allowed to nominate 200 Jews which were to be accepted. Unsatisfied with the modest concession, Popovich tried to reach Antonescu himself, this time arguing the Jews were of capital importance to Chernowitz's economy, and requested a postponement until replacement could be found. As a result, he was allowed to expand the list, which covered 20,000 Jews in its final version. Traian Popovich is honored by Israel's Yad Vashem Memorial as one of the righteous among the nations, an honor given to non-Jews who behave with heroism in trying to save Jews from the genocide of the Holocaust. In 1945, a few thousand non-Bukovinian Jews were allowed to repatriate to Romania. The more liberal attitude of the communist Romania permitted emigration to Israel from the south, where very few Jews remained. The majority of the Jews who continued to live in the cities of northern Bukovina were mostly not local inhabitants, but Jews from the rest of the former Soviet Union who tried to improve their lives by moving closer to the western parts of their homeland. The Jews of Bukovina experienced a cultural flourishing situation through the contribution of Jewish cultural institutions and through the intense contributions of Jewish culture figures, writers, painters, sculptors, and musicians. The Jews of Bukovina had a special situation given the assimilation with Germanism in the years before the union with Romania, a situation that continued even after. Yiddish had an important place. In addition to well-known names such as Isaac Menger, Paul Celan, Rosa Auslander, and others, there was a significant number of less-known cultural figures who contributed to the affirmation of Jewish culture. Each Jewish writer had a style and themes of their own in which they wrote, and together they gave a picture of Jewish cultural concerns between the wars. As in the case of the press, the undeniable literary quality of this can be seen in whatever language they wrote. Cultural development was brutally interrupted in the years before the war when anti-Semitism became state policy. Let's talk about Paul Celan. Paul Celan was born Paul Anchel in 1920, a Romanian-born French poet, Holocaust survivor, and literary translator. Celan is regarded as one of the most important figures in German language literature of the post-World War II, and a poet whose verse has gained an immortal place in the literary pantheon. Celan's poetry, with its many radical poetic and linguistic innovations, is characterized by a complicated and cryptic style that deviates from the poetic conventions. Celan was born into a German-speaking Jewish family in Czernowitz, Bukovina. His father, Leo Anchel, was a Zionist who advocated his son's education in Hebrew at the Jewish school Safach Ivriach, which means Hebrew language. Celan's mother, Frederike Fritzi Anchel, née Schrager, was an avid reader of German literature who insisted that the Austrian German be the language of the household. In his teens, Celan became active in Jewish socialist organization and fostered support for the Republican cause in the Spanish Civil War. His earliest known poem is entitled Mother's Day, 1938. During the German and Romanian occupation of Czernowitz in 1941, Celan was pressed into labor, first cleaning the debris of a demolished post office and then gathering and destroying Russian books. While Celan was away from home in June 1942, his parents were taken from their home and sent by train to an internment camp in Transnistria, where two-thirds of the deportees eventually perished. Celan's father likely perished of typhus, and his mother was shot after being exhausted by forced labor. Later that year, after being taken into a labor camp in Romania, Celan received reports of his parents' death. Celan remained imprisoned in a war camp until February 1944. Upon the emergence of the communist regime in Romania at the beginning of 1948, Celan fled Romania for Vienna, Austria. Like the poet Heinrich Heine before him, Celan then emigrated to Paris in 1948. In that year, his first poetry collection, Der Sand aus der Urnen, Sand from the Urns, was published in Vienna. His first few years in Paris were marked by intense feelings of loneliness and isolation, as expressed in letters to his colleagues, including his longtime friend from Czernowitz, Petre Solomon. Celan became a French citizen in 1955 and continued to live in Paris. He was awarded the Bremen Literature Prize in 1958 and the Greg Büchner Prize in 1960. He drowned in the River Seine in Paris in April 1970. Another important literary figure from Bukovina was Aharon Apefeld. Aharon Apefeld was born in 1932 in Jadova, part of Bukovina. In an interview with the literary scholar Neely Gold in 2011, he remembered his hometown in this district. Czernowitz was a very beautiful place, full of schools and with two Latin gymnasiums, where 50 to 60% of the population was Jewish. In 1941, when he was 9 years old, the Romanian army retook his hometown after a year of Soviet occupation, and his mother was murdered. Apofel was deported with his father to a forced labor camp in Romania-controlled Transnistria. He escaped and hid for 3 years before joining the Soviet army as a cook. After World War II, Apofel spent several months in a displacement persons camp in Italy before immigrating to Palestine in 1946, 2 years before Israel's War of Independence. He was reunited with his father after finding his name on a Jewish agency list in 1960. In Israel, Apofeld made up for his lack of formal schooling and learned Hebrew, the language in which he began to write. His first literary effort were short stories, but gradually he progressed to novels. Appelfeld was one of Israel's foremost living Hebrew language authors, despite the fact that he did not learn the language until he was a teenager. His mother tongue was German, but he was also proficient in Yiddish, Ukrainian, Romanian, Russian, English, and Italian. With his subject matter revolving around the Holocaust and the sufferings of the Jews in Europe, he could not bring himself to write in German. He chose Hebrew as his literary vehicle for its succinctness and biblical imagery. He was awarded a bunch of honors and prizes. In 1975, the Brenner Prize for Literature. In 1979, Bialik Prize for Literature. In 1983, Israeli Prize for Literature. In 1989, National Jewish Book Award for Fiction for the novel Badenheim, 1939. And again in 1998, National Jewish Book Award for Fiction for the novel The Iron Tracks. In 2004, the Prix Médicis for his autobiography The Story of a Life, a memoir. And in 2011, National Jewish Book Award for Fiction again for the novel Until the Dawn's Light. This concludes our discussion of the Bukovina Jews. Until the next episode of this podcast, please be well.